Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got Patrick Byrne back on the show. Dr. Patrick Byrne is the chairman and the CEO of Overstock.com, which is an online retailer that Patrick's talked to us about over the years, and a way of putting together, creating opportunities for small businesses to come together in this marketplace and sell their stuff. He's got a new idea, a new project he's working on. He wants to talk to us about. Patrick Byrne, welcome back to the show.
It's an honor, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
Patrick, before we get into the initiative that you've got, the Main Street Revolution initiative, you're out there. You've got your finger on the pulse of the economy. You're talking to folks across the country in the marketplace. What are you seeing right now? What's your take on the economy? Where would you, if somebody asked you to give the economy a grade right now, the recovery a grade right now, what would you say?
Well, I view it at two different levels. One is the deep structural level. One's the cosmetic level. The cosmetic level's doing pretty well. We inject $1 trillion into anything, you can make it do pretty well.
Right.
I think at the deep structural level, we're just spinning down a deeper and deeper hole. That being debt fueled. You know, we got into this problem with debt. We've just over leveraged ourselves as a society. Every binge I've ever seen ends in a crash.
So you're saying that what we've done is it's like we've been on this big long drunk, and somebody said, okay, we got to stop, we got to fix this. And somebody else said, yeah, let's do it. Have another drink.
Yeah, we had a terrible hangover, and we found one more bottle of wine, one more bottle of whiskey to drink, and now our headaches, our hangover's feeling better.
But we
haven't gotten to the fundamental problem.
So you're saying from a superficial standpoint, the economy seems to be showing signs of recovery. A lot of it's probably a lot of pent-up demand, a lot of you know, things wearing out, maintenance and things like that. But that's just kind of the, as you say, the superficial marketplace. But you're worried about the fundamental stuff underlying it, aren't you?
Yes, the fundamental stuff. We haven't done anything to really address the fact that we as a society and as our government and so forth live far beyond their means.
And well, in the last decade, the government made money so plentiful, so easily available, that created the products, that created the demand, the products and the demand for the products that got out of hand and caused our financial system to collapse.
Yeah, that's certainly, they certainly had a role. I think that Wall Street had a role, but I think that and did some sleazy things. But yeah, what we perceived as economic activity was overstimulation. The government kept the interest rates artificially low. Business
and they also cranked out a lot more money.
So businesses' perception of how much savings there were in a sense was exaggerated.
Right.
So there's
that brought on a passive, or I should say a complacent attitude about risk, and then we had the crash, and now. Now, what's happened since then is that, as you say, they've just put another $1 trillion worth of liquidity into the economy. They just pump more alcohol into the drunk.
Yeah, exactly. Another $1 trillion worth of booze.
Yeah, yeah. And so it'll be interesting to see how that rolls out. But in terms of your customers, the people who use your services at Overstock, what are they telling you?
They are definitely coming back. There was a year period where a lot of the, you know, we can see just, for example, in the type of jewelry that gets bought. People who were coming in once a year before to buy a $1,000 diamond tennis bracelet came in, and if they came in at all, they bought a $300 gold bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
People downshifted their appetites. I'd say in the last, three or four months, that has reversed itself. And there are now people, spending, you know what it seems that by and large, to be honest, most people have shifted their consumption to being more cost sensitive and price sensitive, with the exception of a few, I'd say, with the exception of the most high end, and they did downshift for a while, but they have bounced back. It's almost like the middle class. I don't want to refer
right.
to it, but the middle class has tightened their belt. But the wealthy hit a speed bump, but now they're back up to speed.
Right. Hold on to that thought.
Okay.
Patrick Byrne is our guest. He's the chairman of the board, CEO of Overstock.com. We're going to talk about this initiative he's got going on and how it could affect you and improve your small business. Tony Till, stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Patrick Byrne is our guest. He is the chairman and CEO of Overstock.com. And we're talking about some of the things he's got on his mind, the Main Street Revolution Initiative. That's one of the things you got going on, isn't it, Patrick?
It is. I'm excited about it.
Tell us about Overstock. What does Overstock do, for those who don't know? And then talk to us about why we should care.
Well, Overstock is a general store, but where everything is always seriously heavily discounted. It's like a general store and an outlet store mixed together. And what we've done is we realized that we already had a lot of small businesses. Most of the products you see on our site, to be honest, are drop shipped. We have a thousands of drop shipping partners around the country.
So if I buy it from you, it never touches your warehouse. It goes straight from the vendor to from the manufacturer, the vendor direct to me.
Right. Except you never know that. There's no
right,
worries
right.
about it's not like it's on Marketplace or eBay where you wonder who's going to. It's all on us. You think you're just buying it from us. We've
right.
homogenized the front end, and all you know is that you're buying from us. That gets. So we have a number of small businesses. Some of them have terrific businesses that they build around just supplying through our site.
Hmm.
And what we've realized is we formed a team that's just going
to. So basically, they let you know that they have stuff available,
right?
And you do the due diligence to find out that they have the ability to deliver, and they become one of your catalog items.
Right, and we police it.
That's what I mean by the due diligence. You keep up with you.
Yep.
You verify all this and make sure that these people are bona fide.
You're not just beforehand, but if you have a problem with the order, you call customer services. We on the back end, and they're working things
right.
out with you.
Let me say stop for a second, folks. Think of Overstock the way you think when you think of eBay as a marketplace. Overstock is a marketplace.
In a sense, except
because
unlike
you bring
eBay,
well, you bring together buyers and sellers.
But unlike eBay or Amazon Marketplace, you're not buying it from some
right.
Remote.
You're not just a passive conduit. You're actually an agent, so to speak, between the two.
Yes, the old Sears and Roebuck model. You know, Sears
yep.
got started that way with thousands of
absolutely
they didn't really just have a big warehouse with everything in their catalog. They just
yep yep.
So that's how we work. And then what we've realized we have formed a team to just reach out to small business and get their products up on the site, and then we're launching a store called Main Street Revolution within our site, and it will just feature the products from small businesses. And we have some terrific small businesses who build nice businesses with us. Somebody in Illinois makes candies and chocolates, and she's loaded them on our site. She's selling $1,600 a week of candies and
right.
We have a lot of small businesses who do things like that, gift baskets, printed T-shirts, and so that's happened organically. Now we're just making a special effort.
So see, and you know, folks, a lot of times there are Main Street small businesses who are saying might say to me, Blasingame, I'm out here trying to make a living. You want me to grow my business. You want me to listen to your show. But then you bring on a guy on your show, and you tell people about his business, and he's one of my competitors. Well, you know, folks, it's a global marketplace. We're all interconnected, and to me, what Patrick's doing is a way of serving small businesses both ways. I mean, I'm sure some of the people who sell you stuff also go on your website and buy stuff like office supplies or whatever it might be.
Yes, we have a lot of business supplies, but you have it right. We think of ourselves as serving businesses and small businesses. The small business who doesn't want the expense of building their own website, for example, or handling credit cards. I mean, we're handling all the marketing, the customer credit cards, the fraud risk, the return risk, all that stuff we handle, so the small businessmen can just really focus on making the product and getting it in a box and sending it out.
Well, so what's the Main Street Revolution?
Well, that's where we've decided to have a special team that's just pushing out to small businesses. You know, a lot of our suppliers are big businesses, but now we've decided to create a new store that will just have the products of small businesses in it.
So you're saying that if I want to really isolate my activity with a small business, that I can do that by you're segregating those products on your website that are just from Main Street small businesses.
Yes.
Good for you.
Yep. And then we're promoting that. We're advertising. A lot of our shoppers, we think, will want to give their patronage to products from small businesses, knowing that by buying them, they're helping.
Well, and I'll tell you something else. It will differentiate. I mean, it really will help people to see the value that small business owners get by highlighting them, by putting them together like that and differentiating them from the bigger guys. Folks will see the differences in the products in the companies.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's overstock.com, right?
Overstock.com, and just look for Main Street Revolution products at Overstock.
All right. Give us an example of some of the products that you talked about, a lady who makes chocolate earlier. What are some other examples?
Okay, there's a woman who makes gift baskets in Minnesota, and she loads them on our site, and they sell to our site. Beautiful gift baskets, Mother's Day, kind of good item for Mother's Day. There's a woman who who designs and prints urban-themed T-shirts.
Huh.
And I guess urban-themed T-shirts are T-shirts, like with Che Guevara on them or something.
Yeah.
And there's a woman who makes yoga clothing, and I think for yoga clothing for hippie women.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so those kinds of products are up on our site.
Stand by, Patrick. We'll take a quick break, folks. Patrick Byrne and I will be right back. He's the CEO of Overstock.com. Check out their Main Street Revolution, and we'll come back. We're going to get Patrick to walk us through how you can become a vendor for him. Stay with us.
Well, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Patrick Byrne is our guest, BYRNE, if you're Googling him. He's the chairman of the board and CEO of Overstock.com. And we're talking about the Main Street Revolution Initiative that's helping to focus, shine a little extra light, put a little more emphasis on small businesses who want to sell their goods and services online. And Patrick, I'm going to congratulate you on that. Thank you for anybody who wants to give a little extra emphasis to small businesses is welcome on our show, as you have been now for a long time. Patrick, talk to us about how a small business would go about becoming a vendor for you.
Overstock.com, search on Overstock the word Main Street Revolution or Main Street, and a page will come up and will tells you about the store that we're opening, gives you the contact information. You can actually just send an email to mainstreet@overstock.com.
mainstreet@overstock.com. Send an email there and just say, I sell widgets, and I sell purple widgets. I don't sell blue widgets. And so how do I go about doing business with you guys?
Exactly. And we'll get someone on the phone with you. We'll send you out a fax agreement, read the terms. You know, we got to agree. For example, we hold our partners to a standard of shipping within 2 business days. So when you get an order, we get an order on Monday, we send it to you electronically within 10 minutes. We need to know that you're going to ship that out within 2 days because it's our brand on the line. It's our customers, our brand. So
you know what the standards are. And how do you maintain those standards?
We have just a whole team building full of people. That's what they do. They work with thousands of partners. And Each one handles a set of partners, and they manage the relationship.
And so then I get now. Are you going to do anything else other than tell me what's required? Is there any other due diligence? Any other qualifications that I have to go through?
Well, if you want to have your products on the in the Main Street Revolution store, we want to know a little bit about your shop, that how many employees you have. We're typically looking for employees with companies with, say, 5 or 6 employees or less.
Some critical mass so that you know they've got some ability to deliver.
Actually, we're smaller. We're fine working with single-person companies. But I guess if we call it small business, we tend to think of it as 5 or 6 people. We also are reaching a hand to any minority and women-owned businesses.
Good for you. I just had Hector Barrero on last hour, the chairman of the Latino Coalition. That's what they do.
Well, that's what we're reaching out to as well, and there's all kinds of ethnic products that are not very well represented on the internet. So we're reaching out to people who produce those. It can be anything from a case pack of barbecue sauce, some small business.
So you actually do sell food products?
Oh, we do.
Ah, okay.
Somebody, some supplier is making that and selling it to restaurants.
And so you'd have to verify that this has been prepared in a wholesome way and certified by some kind of a government entity, right?
Yeah, we'll want to taste it, and we want to make sure that it's all legit.
Yeah,
and we'll do that. So, but typically, if it's a small business who's selling to local restaurants, mm-hmm. we'll say, hey, put it on and start selling it to national restaurants.
So the good part about this for a lot of small businesses is if they want to reach a national global audience of prospects, if they put it up on their website, they'd have to try to get the website indexed and get the search engines finding it and all that, which they should be. I definitely think they should be doing. But if they want to put a belt and suspenders approach to this thing, also put it out on your website, and because you're obviously a lot higher on the index for these things.
We're doing all that for you. We're doing getting all the indexing. We're advertising.
What's it cost?
Well, it typically costs a spread. It's negotiated with each product, but typically it's around 18% to 22%.
Okay, so if I sell something for $100, you're going to take 18% to 20%?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, but for that, we're doing the marketing, charging the credit card, handling the fraud risk, doing the customer service, doing the returns.
Does the money come through to you, and then you remit it to the vendors?
That's correct.
And that's one of the ways it's different than eBay.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So that's very interesting. Tell us the website again, please.
The website, go to overstock.com, search for the word revolution.
And revolution?
Revolution or Main Street Revolution, and you'll find it.
Right. So check it out there, folks. Hey, Patrick, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Always a pleasure, Jim.
Thanks for helping out with small business owners, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Overstock.com, folks. Check it out. It's maybe an opportunity there for you. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.